like this amassed chicken shit
every day on Dolsoff Shoutcast. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
Now, back to some ass kicking shiznit from Dolsoff Shoutcast.
All right, hold on. I gotta do this over again. Wait a second.
Are we live or is it Memorex?
We're live.
From Dolsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to.
Well, now we're definitely live.
I think so. I think we've made it live. All right, hold
good.
On.
Good.
I'm working on some levels here. All right.
All right.
Well, hi, everyone. This is Anthony from Tampa. Let's disco.
Woohoo! And hey, everybody. It's not Memorex, and it's definitely live. It's Joe from Chicago.
Hi. Your lovable Shyamba host, Betty here. My butthole says let's get started with tonight's broadcast of Episode 48, Imitation Pork, for Monday, June 27th, 2016. Pork. Oopsie. Imitation pork sausage error. And now, for the weather. Hey Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those Tampanites?
Oh, yeah, Betty.
Betty had some fun with that.
This, obviously she did. Wow. So, when did Betty make that one?
That was sort of an on-the-fly moment. She just was like, sausage? Imitation pork?
Wow.
Her eyes just went spirally. I was like, Betty, you better get in front of the microphone.
Sometimes that happens. I've witnessed it here at the Tampa studio. And, yeah, it's quite an exhausting thing sometimes. All right, so, that's what we're doing. All right, now it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. It is mostly cloudy and 88 degrees Fahrenheit. Fuck Celsius. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, about 30%, mainly between 11 and 2. Mostly cloudy with low around 78. On Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, a 40% chance, they said, mainly between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. It's summer in Florida. Mostly sunny with a high near 90. Heat index as high as 97. It's going to be hot. Mm-hmm. So,
ooh, good Lord.
Yeah, Tuesday night, some more showers, about 10%. Partly cloudy with a low around 78. Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms after 2, 30% chance. Mostly sunny with a high near 90. At night, it's going to be about 78 and partly cloudy. Some more thunder boomers here and there, 30%. Thursday, scattered showers and storms, mainly after 8. Sunny. Sunny with a high near 89. At night, 78. Friday, scattered showers and storms. Surprise! Partly sunny with a high near 89. So, yes, it definitely summer in Florida.
Yeah, it sounds pretty hot so far.
Yeah. It's gotten pretty unbearable. So, and
wow.
That concludes your Tampa weather.
Well, thank you, Anthony. And now for your current Chicago weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW. Well, folks, I got to say, the day started hot and humid. And right now we're currently at 83 degrees. Yeah, it was humid. No heat index. We're steady. Dew point's still a little hefty out there. It's like if the sun is beating right on you, you get all sweaty. But you know what? It's nothing compared to what's in Florida now or to come. But tonight, we can expect increasing clouds with a low around 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, gradually becoming sunny, but only with a high near 69. And let me tell you, for the rest of the week, Wednesday, it's going to be nice. Sunny with a high near 71. Northwest winds 5 to 10. So it won't be too breezy, but it'll be nice. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 64. Thursday, we could expect a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it's mostly sunny and a high near 81. Real nice. Thursday night, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 64. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 72. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 62. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 73. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 64. Do you get the picture, folks? It's going to be in the 70s. Independence Day, sunny with a high near 76. Man, it's going to be nice in Chicago, and I'll be inside of either a restaurant or my home. And that's your latest Chicago weather. Hey, are you a DJ, musician, band, or a podcaster looking for more exposure? Let us play you. Send an email to playus@shyampa.info or call us at 813-327-8566. Betty will take your message, so leave us some juicy details about who you are, and we will be in touch.
Oh, and so, to add to that for our listeners, we have resolved the issue of Roger sending his shit as return mail. So, I mean, really, it's just a big, oily, greasy envelope, but either which way, I mean, he's a robot. What do you think? He shits oil. But you still get a greasy envelope. So we've rectified that problem. He's not allowed in the mailroom anymore.
Oh, good. Good. You know, I kind of start to think, after watching an episode of The Americans, that maybe Roger was bugged by some stupid intelligence agency. I just thought maybe, you know, how improbable would it be to just go and shit on the floor and learn some secrets?
That's true, but I don't know what he thinks he's going to learn here. I mean,
I don't know,
seriously, there's really not really a whole lot that, you know,
the secrets to our success is now seasoned. I think we could say we're seasoned podcasters.
Yes, we're season two. So I guess a season would be a year, and we've finished our annual birthday. So that wasn't too long ago. So yeah, definitely I would say that we are definitely falling underneath the second season of the Joe and Anthony Show. Limited downloads available for all on Radio for All. And we like Radio for All, don't we? And where can we get to Radio for All? What is their web address? Their web address is...
Their web address is radioforall.net.
Yep.
Pretty easy.
It is easy. And
I'm sorry, I just have to ask, what's up with this blind people in Iowa thing?
Yeah, I just saw, and I haven't had much time to confirm it, but it doesn't surprise me. Apparently, a news story hit this afternoon that some court or some law has been changed to where blind people can now own firearms in the state of Iowa.
What, do blind people now have sonar capabilities where they can ping?
Maybe.
Ooh, I want one.
You want a sonar?
I just want to ping people.
You want a sonar thing?
Ping people.
Okay, you just want to ping people? Just go up and poke them. Just go up and poke them. Just poke them a little bit like that, you know? That kind of works. Give them a little poke. Then you can ping them. There you go. That's exactly.
It was a small applause.
Yes. So anyway, folks, get in touch with us if you want to call us, if you're even listening. Even if we're listening to recast, just call us anyway. We like messages. 813 327-8566 is how you can get in touch with us. We're on the air. We can take your call live. Or if you're not listening to us live, which is Monday nights, 8:30 Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, you can just give us a call, leave us a voicemail. Maybe we'll take it. We'll play it on the air. Tell us whatever the hell you want to tell us. We don't give a shit. We're not FCC regulated. We talk about whatever the hell
and
we
you know
want
what?
To.
We're doing some really awesome things with our weekday rush hour. We're changing up the rules. We're trying to get it so that it provides a little more stability in the randomization, because we want you to see all the different things we've pulled together. And I feel like even though it says it's played, sometimes it's like, well, when?
When? Yeah, know. Right. It played like 6 months ago. So, yeah, so morning rush hour, we're doing this because the software we use is kind of crappy, but we paid a lot for it. And the scary thing is we bought it a few years ago, and they're still saying selling the same piece of software for the same amount of money several years later. And really, all the other options really don't give us the flexibility we need. So we're kind of stuck. so we've realized over the years, and although we haven't gotten many listener complaints, but we've complained ourselves, that the randomization on this software is about the worst on the face of the planet. Absolutely dreadful. Dreadful. How many times did we have number 9 in the morning? There was a point where I was pulling out of my driveway. Damn. Every morning I was pulling out of the driveway. I would tune into the station as I was leaving for work, which would be about 6:30 in the morning. That's part of the reason why it starts. you know, a lot of our scheduling revolves around my schedule. Anyway, but you leave. Don't you head out around that time, too? Like 5:30, 6
yeah,
o'clock in the morning?
I'm waking up around 5, which would be 6 your time.
Okay.
And then so about 5:30, I'm hopping in the shower.
So you something so you can put on in the morning and get you started. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it works for a lot
sometimes
of people.
Sometimes now that I'll listen to it on the way to work. And then by the time I'm at work, though, I have to cut it off and, you know.
No, yeah, that's understandable. That's understandable. So what we've done is we've decided to shake things up a little bit. And we're doing it for Upfront Stole all night long. We're doing it for Toppers. And we're doing it for Weekday Rush Hour. And we call it Once and Done. It plays, it goes away. So we got to keep on our game here, or eventually, if we have to recycle them, at least it will be like a month until you hear them again. So,
yes.
Although I think this morning we had a bit of a stretch though on the same artist this morning though. I think.
Yeah.
So I adjusted the rules a little bit. It's not supposed to play the same artist. I think in 2 hours. 2 hours. Yes.
How about
2 hours.
The same artist in like 2 days. Can it do that?
Do we have that many artists?
Why not try it? Just to
that we would have to have 32 artists, different artists.
32 different artists.
Yeah, because we play 16 tracks of Rush Hour. Yeah, and it, if we exceed that maximum number, you don't want to know what happens to the server. It really totally goes batshit crazy. It becomes
hell. Only 32 artists. You can't have 33 artists.
No, I can have as many artists as I want, and I can have as many as much of a distance between those artists. But the thing is, you say like 2 days. So if we don't repeat the artist, and yes, we're just going to talk about our shit on the radio. If we don't repeat our artists. You know, I guess maybe other podcasters can listen to us that might deal with the same piece of shit software, which will remain nameless because we don't want to be sued for libel. But you all know which one we're talking about. if you use it, you automatically knew which one we were talking about, which most of them use. So anywho, to wrap it up, because we got about a minute and a half going on here. So what we're going to do is we delete one as they play. And then Joe goes and experiences some new aromatherapy.
Oh, God, yes.
I saw you highlighting it, so I figured we'd go into it.
We have a new aromatherapy. This is called Sun's Eye Ritual Mist. This is a special blend. It's a citrus blend.
And
you're supposed to just go to each four corners of your room, and you give it a puff, and you give, like, just a quick one-line sentence. Like, I want to do this, puff. I want to do this. Puff.
And do you find it helpful?
You do that for each room.
Do you find that helpful?
Well, you know what? I'll just say this much. It makes the room smell much better, and it makes the room clearer. And I guess the affirmation is just kind of a feel-good thing. It's a little woo-woo to me, but that's fine.
You know what? That's all right. I mean, that totally makes sense. It's all good. So, yep. But yeah, I'm glad to hear that, and I'm glad to hear it works. And there is something to be said about scents kind of setting an environment and making a place relaxing, because you can't walk into a house that smells like shit and expect to feel relaxed. And with that,
and now for the news.
Well, good evening, folks, from the Chicago studios. It's Worldwide News with Joe. And boy, do we have some news for you tonight. You know, each week when I go through the stories, I do try to look for things that are not of only a basic human interest, but also just kind of like, this is what people in other places are doing. And it's like, what? So, for instance, our first story tonight is something called Herbivore Men and Sex in Japan. So, Anthony, did you know herbivore men could be the reason nobody's having sex in Japan?
Well, yeah, they don't have any energy. They're vegetarians.
Yeah, that's possibly true, and it's true, and it would seem like...
Oh, is it really? I didn't even read the news story. I just came up with that.
That we are overpopulated in tight city clusters that have poor mental health is one of the reasons why. So only 1.001 million babies were born in Japan in 2014, a record low.
Wow.
And 1.269 million people died. So that's an overall loss of 268,000 people. So that's a signal that there's a population crisis in one of the world's most developed and debt-ridden economies, and people are trying to figure out why. So something that's being debated is the rise of something called... Oh, and by the way, this is a story by Drake Breyer from Tech Insider News.
Hi, Drake.
So one debated factor is the rise of Soshoku Keidanshi.
Keidanshi!
A term coined in 2006 and beautifully enunciated by my co-host Anthony here. Coined in 2006 by columnist Maki Fukusawa.
Fukusawa!
In Japan, sex is translated. In Japan, sex is translated as relationship in flesh. That's what she told CNN. So I named these boys herbivorous boys since they are not interested in flesh.
Huh.
I kind of like got lost on that whole thing right there. I kind of like, you know, you go like, what?
By the way, I didn't mean to offend any Japanese people or Asian people. I love the Asians. The Asians are great. And I don't mean to sound like Trump, but anyway. I eat sushi regularly. I think it's delicious.
Among male respondents, 17.9% reported little or no interest in having sex, or even an extreme dislike of it, the Japan Times reports.
Oh, wow.
The proportion came to 20.3% for men being 25 and 29, up 2.5-fold from the level in 2008. So, you know, there's a lot of things that they've thought about. One thing is that maybe there's a clinical aspect of depression going on. They've
Could
got
be.
Long-ass work hours.
They
do
are
80-hour
kind
weeks.
Of a workaholic culture, aren't they?
Yeah, so it appears to have an effect on sexuality.
I can imagine.
Over 20% of the married men in the Japan Times study said they weren't even interested in sex because they were just simply too tired from work.
Yeah, that would do it.
So...
Wow.
So yeah, that's sad. But you know what? Sometimes that's what happens. You know, you're in a society that's like in debt. Now we're going to be coming into a society that's got freaking robots. Get a load of this next story.
Robots.
Yeah, the robots are coming to help, and they may take jobs. By Bruce Brown from DigitalTrends.com. So, Anthony, if you have yet to see a robot patrolling a parking lot or moving along the sidewalk, don't feel left out. Now, Roger doesn't count. And Betty does for some reason. I don't know why, but anyways.
I think Roger's security, just a stupid new robot.
Right? Security, surveillance, hospitality, and delivery robots aren't a common sight. But it won't be long before they are. Robots are already on the job providing extra service and security in growing variety and number of locations. Uh-oh, I'm getting a note, I think. Silicon Valley startup Nightscope Inc. has two mobile surveillance and security robots called the K3 and the K5. They make routes, they do, you know, they transmit a lot of data, like 90 terabytes of data per year. So that's quite a bit. But these robots are, you know, they say they're kind of bulky, but it's like, I don't know, it's when the robot can sort of incapacitate me or take care of me, then it becomes an issue of, yes, that does take away jobs. I can definitely see that. What are you going to do with all those people that, how are they going to better themselves? What are they
going to
do?
Who are they going to incapacitate at that point? If we stop them from incapacitating people because of the robots, who? These are incapacitators. Sometimes people are just incapacitators. What are the incapacitators going to do? Think of the children! Oh, and I'm not even drinking.
So, yeah, you know, the way robots appear is often determined by the application. A roving security robot can look imposing, while an inventory machine needs to be unobtrusive as it shares aisles with shoppers. A delivery robot, whether traveling to your hotel room, home, or place of business, has to be a convenient size for you to retrieve the contents. That robots may someday replace humans entirely in these jobs is another issue, but one that is already an emerging reality with the machines in the MIT Technology Review study. You know, that's pretty interesting that robots, you know, before it was a dream, now they're like kind of warning us, hey, it's coming.
Yeah.
And it's, okay, is it coming in like the next year? Is it it's still going to be like 10 years off? Or, you know, am I going to be seeing robots kind of like coming up to the house, for instance, with a package?
I'll be back.
You know, like, does the robot shout, hey,
boop, boop, boop.
Has a dildo package arriving? You know, I don't care if I use my last name. We can, yeah, whatever.
Think of the children!
Yes!
Oh, all right, and moving right along.
So, yeah, you know, this next story is just showing you how crazy people are. Like, I'm crazy, but there's also another level of crazy.
There's always another level of crazy.
After police hop fence and stumble upon $150,000 in pot, ooh, the grower gets probation. And this is from Avondale by Erica Demarest of DNA Info in Chicago. I've got a nice, lovely picture from the Chicago PD 14th District.
I see
this. The 1461 TAC team searching for a burglar at 3100 block of Kimball when they spot 11 cannabis plants in a yard. Ooh. Owner arrested. And these plants are in, like, beautifully, like, huge containers. Yeah,
yes, Cook County
Criminal
decorative.
Courthouse. Yes, they are, aren't they? They look like they need some water, though. Like, yeah, that one plant needs definitely
yeah, it does
need
look
some water.
Sad. It does look sad. Anyway.
So an Avondale man was caught. Yeah, he was caught growing $150,000 worth of marijuana in his backyard and has been sentenced to 2 years of probation. Now, further research investigated, he was arrested in 2015, so the trial is just now happening. That's like almost a year away ago. That's crazy. But anyways, last week, he pleaded guilty, and he'll have to pay $1,094 in court fees, according to the court records. So if he sells some of that, he'll be covered. But anyways, he was arrested last summer when police were looking for burglar activity, and they accidentally stumbled on 11 potted plants in his yard in the 3000 block of North Kimball Avenue. Officers have been called to the area after police received a 911 call that someone suspicious was walking through an alley and peeking into backyards. They must have seen this, according to an arrest report. Police hopped Leon's fence about 10 p.m. on August 8th and found his plants. So as the investigators, as the officers investigated Leon, who apparently had been inside his home, he stepped outside and demanded, "What are you doing on my property?" Police then asked Leon to sign a search consent form and searched his house and garage. No additional marijuana was found, police said. Leon allegedly told police the plants are grown naturally in his yard because his friends sometimes smoke marijuana in the yard and the seeds must have spread like poof.
Weren't they potted?
Poof. Poof. Like these seeds just magically...
They're just magically poof. Just poof.
Yeah, right?
Magically poof.
So... Man, I wish. But anyways, photos from the scene show that the marijuana was planted in pots of various sizes. And Leon allegedly told officers he didn't know it was illegal to grow marijuana. Police began digging up plants and live tweeted Leon's arrest about 11 p.m. I don't know about that live tweeting part. That's kind of rude. You know, talk about transformations.
Yeah. Are we transforming?
Talk about we're transforming our alleys here in Chicago.
Oh my goodness, this sounds ridiculous.
You know, if you're going to transform the alleys, you might as well let the guy grow his pot, you know?
Thank you, right?
So, this is another story out of DNA Info Chicago by Patty Wetley. It's a pretty long story, but basically, let's just talk about the design, first of all, of the alley.
Okay.
As you can see, there's something called Texas-style zoning. Basically, they're trying to transform an alley into a marketplace, a place where you can go and relax, a place where you can work. For some reason, they're encouraging roof decks. Now, they have, what looks like garages, but there are no cars at all in this plan. Zero cars in alleys.
Of course.
Now, if you live in Chicago, you know that the alley is a place where you either drive into your garage or your parking space. It's a place where your garbage is stored because we are blessed with the lovely thing called an alley.
Yeah.
Because I don't care what you say. I don't want to stick my garbage on the street.
Out front, no. And it makes such a mess.
Yeah, it would just be lots of rats because people would not be careful with their garbage. They would just throw it and let it land where it may.
Yeah.
So, anyways, part of the Chicago Architecture Foundation's 50 Designers, 50 Ideas, 50 Awards exhibit. Ann Liu and Craig Reschke presented Rebel Garages, which reimagines the city's alleys and garages as communal civic spaces. Picture alleys and garages not as conduits for automobiles and garbage trucks, but occupied by artist studios and workshops, serving as centers for community meetings and acting as incubators for small businesses. Liu Reschke, partners in Bridgeport-based future firm Ann in Life, started thinking about garages when they asked to renovate their dog's trainers, who is using hers to run puppy classes. It's already happening on a quasi-legal basis, Liu said of the Rebel Garages concept. So she pointed to Future Firm's home base, where a mini sharing economy has cropped up among neighbors who live and work out of their houses and apartments, from the costume designers down the street to the sculptor next door. So, you know, I get it. You got this little thing going on in your garage. That's fine.
Yeah.
Now, this is where
dollar stores.
It started to get to me.
Dollar stores everywhere.
Yes. Now, this is where it got to me. It would be just like New York City, where garbage pickup takes place in the streets and sidewalks.
It's really all about the garbage for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'm sorry. It's just no. There's other ways we can accomplish this. We can actually do this on the streets and maybe utilize some better spaces on our streets. How about that?
That's a possibility. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, Chicago already has available commercial space. You know, why not build that commercial space up instead of taking away these alleys? And I loved alleys. I had a vehicle when I lived in the city, and that was a very important thing, was to be able to have a garage space. I paid dearly for it every month, but it was a nice thing to have. So, you know, it's... Yeah, I don't know. I don't...
But I'll tell you this much. The city is definitely trying to experiment with space, and I applaud them for that. I think there could be a better solution. I think there could be an underground solution or some kind of better way to deal with garbage than just closing off. Maybe some alleys or some spaces would have to be somehow designated for a garbage pickup. But yeah, to completely change culture and to turn into New York City, it just would not work. And folks, there you have it. Joe's Worldwide News. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this UniQ on-air experience? That's UniQ. Visit, I like it. You fuck with my script, and I read it as I go along. Visit Cheyampa.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes as soon as I find the commercial break card. Where are you at? There you are.
You are tuned into Cheyampa. We radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566. You are tuned into Cheyampa. We radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813.
Put a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Cheyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyampa Radio.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Rocky, smoke, Bullwinkle.
It's the new Hershey's Kisses Snack Pack.
Wow, a message in a bottle.
Fan mail from some flounder.
No, it's our new snack pack again.
Look, there's 8 Hershey's Kisses inside.
Yum.
Each with that big tasteful of Hershey's chocolate.
And it's the same price as a candy bar. Again.
I gotta get me a new hat.
I gotta get the new Hershey's Kisses Snack Pack.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned. Anthony's Crazy Florida News is next. Before we kick off into segment B, I first want to tell you that today is National Sunglasses Day. Go ahead and look like a creep with a weird smile on your face. And smile now as you go grab your balls, bitches. Let's get started with segment B, Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Patty. That was lovely. I should have thought about bringing my sunglasses in. I should have put them on, you know, while we were...
I know, right?
So, anywho, my levels here were a little in the weeds. There we go. All right. So, Florida news. There we go. We know what this means.
Sexy. I got a taco in my mouth.
You got a taco in you. That's sexy. So, what's crazy Florida news without a little bit of nakedness? Florida nakedness. There goes Roger. This week's ding-a-ling was found ring-a-linging in Panama City Beach and was brought to us by the Panama City News Herald.
That song cracks me up every time.
The suave standpipe.
Yes, which you can know that song and the ring-a-ling ding-a-ling song that we can hear once.
Oh, the ding-a-ling ring-a-ling. Yeah, that one. Yeah. That's kind of funny as well. Hello.
Oh, you're on the air.
Hello.
You're live.
Am I live? Can you talk for me a little bit?
It's definitely not Memorex.
It's definitely not Memorex. We did a on-the-fly configuration change because something wasn't quite working right. So, no, it's fine. It was the signal processor on that lovely piece of software we shall not talk about. So anyway, ring-a-linging and ding-a-linging in Panama City Beach, deputies arrived at a condo complex after receiving calls of a man entering from the beachside, taking off all his clothes and entering the pool, according to a Bay County Sheriff's Office report. A condo employee and several residents said they had asked the man repeatedly to put his clothes back on, but the man was too busy ding-a-linging his ding-a-linging. Eventually, by the time of the day, and I actually had just heard that song when I was writing this news story on weekday rush hour, so I'm like, all right, here we go, I'll use it. So eventually, by the time the deputies arrived, the residents had succeeded in convincing the man to put his underwear back on. So at least by the time the cops got there, his ding-a-lingin wasn't ring-a-lingin. So, anywho, the man had told deputies he was suffering from heat stroke and he had gotten into the pool to cool off. He settled on the condo's pool after being kicked out of the one next door for trying to swim there. So, what I'm wondering is, he entered the condo from the beach, which means he was on a body of water, which means it was probably right. The Gulf or the Atlantic. I don't know which side Palm City is on. I should have looked it up. So either which way, he was near a big body of water, the ocean or the Gulf. He could have gone in there. Anywho, Mr. Ding-a-ling was charged with indecent exposure, trespassing, and disorderly conduct, and was transported to Bay Medical Center for evaluation.
Crazy.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it's our ding-a-ling. All right, so.
Wow.
Please.
Panama City Beach.
Okay. Oh, wait, I forgot this was an animated one. This one requires me to be able to push multiple buttons in a short series of time, So I apologize if this is going to go awry. All right, so can I have a
in
drum
the meantime,
roll, please?
I'm looking up where Panama City Beach is.
Okay.
Because I was curious.
Okay.
And it appears to be, let's see, it appears to be in the Panhandle.
Uh-huh.
And that would be the Gulf.
Fantastic. All right, now let's get another drum roll. And now, time to announce the winner of our Dumbest Criminal of the Evening Award. This award goes to a man that should really know better, but just can't make the trip. This award goes to Anthony Ottavio of Palm Bay. Woo-hoo! Alrighty, so our next story comes from Florida Today and tells us what Anthony did to win such a prestigious award. Anthony pulled into a stranger's driveway in his white Chevy Impala, decked out with strobing emergency lights and canine warning stickers. Anthony was wearing tactical-style gear with a t-shirt that read, "Canine Handler." A dog in the vehicle was wearing a tactical-style vest and leash.
Oof, oof.
Yes. So Anthony went...
But I'm really a criminal dog.
Exactly right. Anthony then went to the home and identified himself as a federal agent for the Department of Homeland Security. The homeowner, an off-duty Palm Bay police officer, took the man into custody and called for backup. Anthony, it turns out, was actually a paramedic. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. So, Okay. So Anthony was charged with impersonating an officer during the commission of a felony and attempted burglary. He is being held on $20,000 bond at the Brevard County Jail Complex, record shows. This is actually the second arrest of a person in less than a week that represented themselves as a law enforcement officer. The other case involves Sean Davis, who told police that he was a military police officer at Patrick Air Base. Police said Davis had placed an ad online for house cleaners and conducted body searches on two women applying for to clean his residence.
Okay.
Yep, exactly. All right. This is a Florida favorite. All right. So, we're fluffing a duck now. Life is difficult for some people. I mean,
it
really,
sure is.
Really difficult. Like, how are you able to not drown in the shower every morning? Kind of difficult. Our next story comes... exactly. Our next story comes from the Northwest Florida Daily News, and it brings us up close and personal with one of those people. It's late. Really late. Like, 4 o'clock in the morning late. You've been up all night, doing who knows what, but now it's time to drive home. You're wearing one pump and one flat. But it's so dark outside. And sparkly, very sparkly, like flashing lightning bugs sparkly everywhere, and all blue and red with white sparkles. Why is it so dark out? Am I wearing sunglasses for National Sunglass Day? An officer spotted a woman driving without headlights on Fearden at 4:17 in the morning and gave chase, activating his emergency lights. The woman continued down the street, at times swerving into the outside lane, then stopping at the intersection of Fearden and McCaskill Street. This one comes from the Northwest Florida Daily News, by the way. Yes. So the officer seized the opportunity to speak with the woman. According to the officer's report, the woman told the officer that she was headed home from a friend's house and could not see anything as she was driving. She also said she didn't realize that the officer was behind her trying to stop her. Yep. She had no license, no registration, and no proof of insurance. But she did give the officer a Florida ID card. She was cited for driving without a license and released back into the world, soon to be headed the wrong way up a freeway exit ramp without any headlights. Exactly. So, you know, Imitation Pork, that's the title of our show tonight. It has been a pork fest in Florida lately. WINK Wink TV from Fort Myers brings us our final crazy Florida story of the night. A criminal that wasn't so dumb and a clerk that wasn't so smart. How's that for tossing your salad? All right, I can't come up with one. A man dressed in a suit and tie. Well, I don't know. I'm like, yes, I can make an inappropriate joke here, but one just didn't come to me.
Oh, wait. Here, wait, Betty's got something.
Does Betty have something to say about tossed salad? Okay. Tell us, Betty.
All right. Don't say nothing. You got to be very, very quiet.
Very quiet.
Very quiet.
I am all porked out. My sausage receptor is dirty.
We got to love you, Betty. We love you, Betty.
Wow, and you know my mastery of the mixer is getting better. But
see, it works. And you pushed your buttons right. We need to have one of those so we can name the next show appropriately. So anyway, where were we?
Hello, but the kitty just said hi.
Did the kitty say hi?
She sure did. She said one of these days...
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
There's a kitty on the TV.
Yes, hi, kitty! She is upside down.
She looks awfully bulbous. Oh my goodness, she's a big kitty.
Yes.
Big kitty on the camera.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program already in progress.
See, folks, once upon a time we did do this thing called Skype and we had that video capability, but we changed to something else because we needed a little more flexibility.
Yeah, and Skype just didn't give us good quality. It was rather quite sad, honestly.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Hey, I wanted to plug something, and this is going to kind of be Chicago local. I don't know if they have micro centers in other parts of the world where you are at. So if you are in Chicago and you go to the Micro Center store, there is an electronics parts section, and it's going to be kind of like in the corner in between Arduino boards and other little connectors, and it's down kind of on the bottom shelf. It's this little USB connector. You plug it in, you install the driver, you download this piece of software, which is, I believe, is called SDRC Console. And I can provide links in Facebook later. And you can pick up lots of stuff, really cool broadcasts, all the way from shortwave through your standard broadcast band, FM, all the way up to, I believe it's like 1.776 gigahertz. So that could include local police and all that.
But oh, great.
No, for the computer, it's amazing. Sorry, I just had to give that shout out because, you know, sometimes you just find little things that just make your little nerd receptors go off, and that's awesome.
Well, there we go. Maybe Mr. somebody here can use this as we continue our story.
Yes.
A man dressed in a suit and tie walked into a cash your check on Ortiz Avenue in Fort Myers wearing an ID badge that read FBI, a holstered gun, and blue latex gloves. He told the clerk he needed help investigating check fraud. The clerk led the man to the back office, where he then requested to see all the checks from that week. After sorting through the checks, he had asked the clerk to provide a copy of a specific check and a driver's license. There goes Kitty. The clerk returned with the photocopies a few moments later, and the man left the store. Later, an employee discovered cash missing from the safe. The store manager...
There's a cat missing, too?
The cash and a cat missing from the safe. The store manager reviewed the surveillance video, and it showed that the agent Slick was stealing cash from a safe while the clerk was busy making copies. The clerk later told authorities that she believed the man was a government employee, even though he did not provide a name, a badge, or even a business card. Anyone with information on the identity and whereabouts of the suspect is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-780-TIPS or 8477. All callers will remain anonymous and will be eligible for a cash reward up to $1,000. Oh, wow. It's so simple. Sometimes it's like taking candy from a baby. And that concludes your crazy Florida news.
It sure does conclude your crazy Florida news.
And that concludes
Betty.
Your... Thank you, Betty.
Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyampa Radio. Do you want to be a part of this unique on-air experience? Are you a DJ, musician, band, podcaster, or other attention-seeking idiot looking for more exposure? We want you. Visit shyampa.info to find out how.
So there we go. Yeah, you know, folks, I got so confused. I thought we were done with your news.
We were done with my news. You're waiting for Betty. Did you push the button?
Make sure. No, I'm not used to that. I'm not used to the 5-6 channels, so I had that slider all the way down. But no. My little, whatchamacallit. My plug for the USB dongle device. In that part, I thought we were done with the news, and I realized we weren't.
It's okay.
Yeah, you know, this is what happens when you're in a podcast.
I figured your train got a little derailed, and you were driving without your headlights, wearing your sunglasses. But that's okay.
Yeah.
It's all good.
But we've got the next segment coming up here, folks. It's the Plethora Discussion Segment.
The Plethora Discussion Segment? What's the Plethora Discussion Segment?
That's the one where we talk about all kinds of crazy things.
A plethora of things! You tell them about how to get in hold of us while I go take care of some business myself.
We can be reached at 813-327-8566. You can also check out our blog at shyampa.info. And hopefully by now you've figured out that you go to listen.shyampa.info. That's listen.shyampa.info.
You know, I've always wondered why we tell people that are listening to the station how to listen to us. Because they're already listening to us.
To pass it on to others.
I hope you're right. Otherwise, we are idiots.
Because it feels like the right thing to say.
It does feel like the right thing to say. That's very true. That's very true. And we are all about saying the right thing and the wrong thing sometimes.
This is definitely true. And interrupting when we're not supposed to and just totally losing track of time. And then all of a sudden, you know, you rush back, you look at the script, you're like, what the fuck? Yeah, that's just how it goes. But, you know, folks, culture has changed. One of the plethora items I wanted to discuss is how fast culture has changed since the new year. With all of the events that have occurred, even in 2015 and this year, we are definitely on a changing tide. And I don't know anymore. I'm keeping myself in a bit of a survival mode.
Well, being in survival mode is important. Squared away, get in survival mode, yes. And so we've told people how to reach us. Nobody's calling, but that's fine. We'll still wait for your call, at least until 9 o'clock Eastern.
I did want to talk a little bit, too, more about the week end with Joe segment. It kind of fits in nicely between all the other cool programs.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I popped on in one night and I queued up one of the jazz progressions tracks.
Okay.
Oh my God, did I get tripped out?
Did you really?
You know what? It's actually on a Saturday night. I'll try to get that going again. I might just load it up all with jazz progression. That might all be it. And you folks will be tripped out.
There you go.
Nah, you know what? No, I strike that. I'm going to need to throw some good spoken word in there because it is trippy music.
Hey, if you want to do trippy trance all that time, you are welcome to. Just load that playlist up with whatever you want and let it go.
Yep.
Just try not to do something from the same. No, wait. I don't apply rules to your stuff, so you're all good.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's one of the plethoras. The other thing, I'm just sick to death of all politics. It's just disgusting me at the moment.
I know. I agree.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I may go and just still vote for a Green Party candidate. Yeah.
I feel the same way. And in some ways, I'm kind of with you on that one. I'm like, I really don't want to vote for Hillary. I'm not going to do the vote blue, no matter who type of thing. I'm sorry. I just, there's many things about her past that I do not like and I do not agree with, and I just can't go with that. Trump really being the only other option. Honestly, I don't know how dangerous either of the two of them can be. They can both be very dangerous. So I'm kind of with you. I'm not much on the Libertarian Party. I'm not a fan of the Libertarian Party. I understand they have a very strong candidate as well, which is great, but
So are the Tea Party, is that still a thing?
Maybe. Not as big, okay, though. I mean, there are, okay, still people in Congress that are Tea Party Republicans, so, but I haven't heard
like
it as a platform.
Marketing slogan.
No, it's not a big platform anymore. I think they all embarrass themselves out of existence.
Huh. Well, I guess that's good.
Yeah, probably something like that. So, yeah, so, and then you got Jill Stein on the Green Party, which, you know, that's, she's not too bad.
It's an option. It's definitely an option.
You know, so, or you write something in or somebody in, you know, or you just, you know, do what you can do. You know, I mean, it's a fucked up election. And I have a feeling that no matter who we vote for, the person that the government wants to win is going to win. It's going to be who they want it to be. Not us, not us little people. It's going to be who Chase
My
wants,
last word.
Who blah, blah, blah. Yes, please, go for it.
My last word is somebody told me that if Trump is elected president, they're leaving the country, they have dual citizenship, they're going back to where they came from.
All right.
So I'm like, okay.
I mean, it sucks, but it's what we got. And, you know, the president is only one arm of the whole thing. And people are like, well, Supreme Court justice appointments. We've had a conservative Supreme Court for quite a while, and they still make pretty reasonable rulings. I'm not too concerned. I don't necessarily think either of the two candidates are going to give us a very liberal Supreme Court to begin with. So I think both will be.
And I don't know which candidate can work with Congress, because that seems to also be our biggest impediment.
Exactly. Because the Republicans and Democrats hate Trump, and the Republicans hate Hillary. So unless we totally get rid of Congress, which most people are going to vote for incumbents on that, unfortunately, so it's probably going to stay mostly Republican. Especially if they're trying to avoid Trump, they're going to try to put in a Republican Congress. So we may have another 4 years of gridlock, because the past 8 years of gridlock have just been phenomenal. Sorry, I just kind of went down that rabbit hole. So don't forget to listen to Weekday Rush Hour every morning at 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central. And then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers. Yay, I need a traffic sound effect. I don't have a traffic sound effect. Do I have a traffic sound effect? Hold on. No, I don't have a traffic sound effect. That's fine. I'll find one later. So anyway, so yeah, and Traffic with Toppers is from 3:30 until 6:30 Eastern Time.
And be sure to check out My Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday night starting at 4 p.m. Eastern. Also, be sure to check out the AINFOS Radio Project at radioforall.net. We found WEFT in the World Labor Hour, Headphone Meditations, and Toppers that way. So, much great programming that you won't find on mainstream media. And with that, I'll say another great show, Anthony.
I think so. I think we've done pretty well. You know, it's been... It had some definitely crazy moments, that's for sure. I mean, we've definitely
crazy,
been. I had to check
fine.
To make sure I wasn't muted. I was choking on something, and then I had to mute myself.
We didn't call this show Imitation Pork for nothing.
No, yeah. So three imitation police officers for the price of one show. God bless Florida. So yeah, that's kind of how it goes. So anywho, so yes, thank you everybody for tuning in this evening. I wish I could see my counter. You know, my microphone holder gets in the way sometimes. It's really a pain in the ass. Thank you everybody for tuning in this evening. It's been fantastic. Please support your community radio stations, any other radio stations that might broadcast as podcasters. Please share us. Facebook.Shyampa.info, Shyampa.info for our blog. 813-327-8566. There's something buzzing in the background going, weep, 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 weep. Was that you?
That's a car alarm that's going
on. Yay,
off.
Car alarm's going off.
Yeah.
God bless America. Anyway, thank you everyone for tuning in tonight. We are going to be taking a break for the holiday next week, but we'll be back on the 11th of July. Recast Time Warp all next week. Check out our blog at cheyampa.info. Remember, folks, don't be a creep. Drive with your headlights
don't
on.
Don't be a creep.
And have a good night, good week. Stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out.
Woo!
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.